Hello and welcome. This is the episode of the tutorial where I'm going to talk about edit mode of apps. Now, edit mode used to be an absolute nightmare, but I think it was about iOS 10, maybe 12. I think 12 is a little bit late, but I think iOS 10, Apple made it a lot easier to use, and I'm going to cover it in this tutorial simply because I feel like not a lot of people are aware of it. So what's edit mode? Edit mode allows you to move your apps around and organize your home screen, organize your dock, and organize your pages. Because once you start downloading apps from the App Store, things can get crowded. You know, you can have pages of apps and have no idea where anything is, and it slows you down. And what am I going to use to demonstrate? I have an app here called Speed Test.
Speed Test,
very generic app, but it tells you your network speed, pretty useful. And we're going to move this into a folder which I have on the second page called Technology. Now, to learn how to navigate pages, refer to the next episode, nice and short one for you. But for now, don't worry too much about that, I'm just going to do it automatically for you. But we're going to learn essentially how to move this app. So first of all, how do we get to edit mode? As we saw in the last episode, apps have an action menu.
Double tap to open.
And we get to this action menu by swiping up and down with one finger, like so.
Edit mode. Activate to edit mode.
And you can see I'm now focused on edit mode, and I'm going to double tap to activate edit mode.
Started editing.
And you hear VoiceOver has said started editing. So what does this do? This changes that menu, that action menu. So what items do we have on the action menu, swiping down with one finger?
Delete. Drag speed test. Activate. Default. Stop editing apps. Delete.
Now I want to move this, so I want to drag it. So swipe down.
Drag speed test.
Drag speed test. And the way we start dragging, the reason it used to be such a pain.
Finish editing.
Oh, she's just turned off editing mode there automatically. Thanks. I'll reactivate that in a second. But the way that we used to have to move apps is by literally dragging them, and it was a pain. The new way allows you to do it by swiping. So let's reactivate.
Activate edit mode.
Edit mode.
Started editing. Delete. Drag speed test.
Drag speed test. Double tap.
Is editing.
And she's picked up speed test. Now I'm going to swipe.
TV control page 3 of page 2 of 4. Ted. Gross. Not on or jet. Interfere. See. Just be my weather. Watch for travel fold. Technology folder. Is editing. 6 apps.
And as you can hear, she said technology folder. So we want to drop it into this folder. And the way we do that, we're focused on the folder. So swipe down with one finger.
Stop editing apps. Drop speed test before technology folder. Drop speed test after technology folder. Drop ready. Add speed test to technology folder. Drop ready. Cancel drag. Activate. Default. Cancelled. Add speed test to technology folder.
Go
drop
ahead and
ready.
Do that by double tapping.
Drop complete.
Drop complete. There you go. Now, as as you've heard, VoiceOver will turn off editing mode automatically, or you can do so by pressing the home button.
Finished editors translate.
Finished editing apps.
Double tap to open.
Before she interrupted herself. And it's that simple. I was literally just using the swipe up and down with one finger to scroll through the menus, and left and right to navigate around the screen. As easy as that. And you can organize into folders. To create a new folder with two apps inside it, you select an app like we did, select edit mode, find the app you want to create a folder, so find app 2, swipe down, and one of the options will be create a new folder. And that's it, that's edit mode. It's as easy as that, and you can organize into folders. When you're in editing mode and enter a folder by activating it, there's a text box to allow you to rename the folder, though iOS does try to predict what you're going to name them. They're pretty accurate, to be fair. I think I've only had to rename one since organizing, which is pretty good going for artificial intelligence and all that. So yeah, that's the edit mode of the iOS device, and I hope to see you in the next tutorial where we will talk about page navigation. So thanks for listening, and I hope these tutorials are helping you. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.